Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
Talking to author and graphic designer Carl Johnson today on SOS Radio, and he's got a new book. It's called The Ferrari in the Garage. It's a book on prayer. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. So when you think of prayer, it's kind of like that Ferrari in the garage, right? Like you have it there. You know it's there. You put a lot into it, but you don't always use it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I was kind of coming from that metaphor and thinking of Ferris Bueller's Day Off with Cameron's dad. You know, he had that beautiful Ferrari, and you weren't allowed to look at it. You weren't allowed to touch it. You weren't allowed to breathe upon it. Ferris was like, come on, man, we got to drive this thing. This thing is beautiful, you know? He saw the value in it and the adventure in it. And I think that prayer's like that. You know, God's given us a Ferrari of sorts when it comes to prayer. And a lot of times we just let it sit in the garage. We don't know what to do with it. He's even given us the keys. And he's kind of telling us to, man, take this thing out for a drive and spend some time in prayer and see how far it can take you. So that was kind of the starting point for the book.
Yeah, there's a whole adventure part of it that we miss.
Yeah, it's a lot of things, isn't it? I mean, prayer is adventure. It's mystery. It's a lot of the unknown, but yeah, there's an invitation there for us to partake in the adventure.
You know, C.S. Lewis said, we must lay before God what's in us, not what ought to be in us. You know, in Proverbs it says, the purpose of a man's heart is deep waters. You know, the one who has insight draws the most. You know, when you feel like you're in a rut with your prayers, saying the same sort of things every day, what can you do to reset it so it's relational and not just routine?
I would say to take yourself out of kind of the normal place. Sometimes our environment can be a hindrance to us. Like for me, I found that praying kind of indoors is a little hindering to me. And I'm familiar with my room and my house. And I mean, Daniel had a prayer room, so it's not a bad thing. I'm not knocking it whatsoever, but I've found that just stepping outside, going to a park, it just opens my eyes to things in prayer and expands more in prayer for me. And it's been good for me to change up the environment.
Yeah, changing up the environment, it breeds creativity in different ways, doesn't it?
Well, it does. If we even look at scripture, I was amazed to see that all of the pictures of Christ praying is outside. It says that he drew away from the crowds. He left his busy life for a moment. He stepped aside and he went to a lonely place, it says. It says that he went to a place of solitude. It says that he prayed all night long. You know, he went to a mountaintop or a mountainside or the garden. So I'm taking cues from that, and I'm going outside, and I found it just so much more exhilarating. I found it so much more free to be outside and to pray outdoors and to commune with God in that way.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on SOSradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're talking to author and graphic designer Carl Johnson today on SOS Radio. We're talking about prayer. Carl, Jesus said some strongholds can only be broken through prayer and fasting. And how do you see strongholds affecting our trajectory as Christ followers?
Well, they're definitely real. And I think sometimes we might feel like we're in over our head and how to even tackle that or approach those things. And the deep things of prayer, like fasting and like intercession, you know, we think, well, those are reserved for somebody else, or I certainly can't do that. I know I was uncomfortable with the idea of fasting. And I think a lot of people are like, wait, you want me to not eat lunch or dinner? Like, that's shocking, right?
Yeah.
But I feel once you do it once and you realize that I can do this, it actually is encouraging and it makes you want to go further. It makes you want to explore more. Say, I can handle this stuff. I can go deeper in prayer. I can do more intercession. I can do more fasting. So it gets exciting that way.
You know, we live in God's radical grace, and we know that Jesus has overcome all forms of evil through the cross. But how do you see footholds and strongholds like affecting us to hold us back when we're still living in Christ?
If we're relating it to prayer, there's been some things that I've prayed for and some people that I've prayed for years. For months and years and not seeing, quote, results. But I know that my prayers are effective. I know that they're doing something. So that makes me not want to stop. That gives me resolve. and people face strongholds. And we have in Christ the power to actually pull those strongholds down, as crazy as that sounds. Maybe he's inviting us to pray deeper for someone that he puts on our heart.
We're talking to artist and author Carl Johnson on SOS Radio today, and you run an agency called Saint Creative, and it's a graphic design and branding firm, and you've worked with a lot of different ad agencies in the past and doing art for different bands and things like that. But God started to prompt something with you and the idea of going out on your own and launching your own business, and that could be scary. Like, what were your prayers feeling like when you finally were like, I'm stepping out into something that I feel like is a big risk?
It was scary times when you're called to step out or take a risk. I did it out of a place of desperation, to be honest with you. You know, in 2010, I had to start my own business and do this thing. And you better believe that, you know, the prayers were amped up. And what I found through that season of trusting in God completely and stepping out on a limb or doing something that I felt was way out of my comfort zone, my prayer life did get enriched. It got enhanced. But secondly, it proved that God is faithful. And I saw that, you know, in my own experience through the years, even up till now, 7 years later. And God's been faithful. He's honored those prayers. I've walked with him through those, you know, perilous or dangerous times, those uncertain times. I can testify that he's sustained me. So it's been pretty awesome.
We're talking to Carl Johnson on SOS Radio today, and he wrote a book on prayer called The Ferrari in the Garage. And Carl, do you believe that the practice of repetition actually makes our prayers stronger?
Repetition can be a good thing. Let's look at the Lord's Prayer. It's something that we're so familiar with. We've heard it hundreds of times, and sometimes it can get stale or stagnant. And I think the challenge to us is to look at it with fresh eyes, to look at it anew, to maybe break it apart line by line and see how much meaning there is packed in those lines. Even in the shortness of the Lord's Prayer, there's so much there that we can uncover and we can discover, even for the first time.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.
I think it's funny how you read through the book of Psalms and you see the way that David is just laying out these prayers. And some of these prayers are just super bold. And then some of the prayers are about reflecting on God and his holiness. And then some of the prayers are about asking God to do things and move mountains. And other prayers are just about thanking God. And so there's like the structure of the way we look at prayers. And then there's like the mystical nature of what actually happens. So, Carl, what have you learned about protecting the sacred from just becoming common?
I think the challenge to us is to remember that these things are sacred and not to let them get common, to elevate them and realize that this is a special thing. And you're right about David's prayers. His prayers are all over the map, right? From boldness to every range of emotion. There's so much rawness there. And I think that gives us kind of a blueprint that we could approach God the same way, with repetition, with rawness, with our emotion, with our anger, with our fears. All the things that we face. And what I think is really powerful is laying all of our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our aspirations, our fears, our uncertainty before him. Because in a way, we find that that's strangely comforting.
Yeah, and in the Bible, it talks about praying without ceasing. You know, you talk about prayer as a language of life in your book, The Ferrari in the Garage.
That was always a mystery to me. Pray without ceasing. What does that even mean? How do we pray nonstop? And I think we can look at it in a lot of different ways. Prayer can be as natural as breathing. Well, I don't think we know if it's a language of life unless we do more of it. Unless we stretch ourselves and challenge ourselves more in prayer, then we start to realize that what a large part it can play in our lives. There's a transitional moment in prayer. The more that you do it, you change. You stop becoming a person who just simply prays, and you become a person of prayer. And I think that place is different for each one of us, but there is a noticeable moment.
And I think one of the best ways to really revitalize your prayer life when it starts to feel stale is just to kind of analyze, like, how much am I talking when I'm praying versus how much have I taken time to listen?
Yeah, because prayer is also closely related to meditation and solitude, right, and silence. So there is this exchange. There's this back and forth of us talking. And then us listening, or us just being quiet and still before the Lord. I mean, look at Job. You just have to sometimes just be quiet and realize, wow, I don't know what to say, or I'm way out of my league here. So I will just sit here.
Talk about that Mother Teresa story you shared in the book.
She was being interviewed by someone, and they're saying, how do you pray, you know, to God, or what's your prayer life look like? And she says, well, I don't. I just listen. And he was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. And then she says, what does God say to you? And she says, well, sometimes he doesn't say anything. Sometimes he just listens. So what I got out of that is just there's this intimacy there, and there's this relationship there that sometimes we just need to sit and spend time with God and just be with him. I mean, what do you think?
I just think about that famous story about Eugene Peterson, who was a Presbyterian pastor for like 40 years and, you know, wanted to help his church grow deeper in prayer as he didn't see a whole lot of things moving. And so he started setting up awkward silence at his church, like being intentional with it. And people hated it.
Yes, they did, because the silence is jarring. In our loud and noisy culture and society, we're so used to continual noise 24/7 that actually when we step away into silence and solitude, it's actually absolutely foreign to us and shocking to us. It makes us uncomfortable, like it did in Eugene's congregation. They hated it until it became the new normal, until they understood that silence was a good thing.
Yeah, because people just want to fill up silence with talk, talk, and talk, and talk again. It's like silence makes people feel uncomfortable.
It does. It does. But it may not be a bad thing sometimes to be silent.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.